Jekka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Die 28 Johannesburg en Polokwane 25, December 27 en Malahleni 24 grade.
On the roads, N1 northbound roadworks and restrictions near the Ennerdale exit, the R557 and Alberton R59. There's delays on the link to the N12 west at the Reading interchange.
Die Automobiel Assosiasie sê motoriste kan in Oktober nog 'n afname in die prys van petrol en diesel verwag. Dit sal heel moontlik die vyfde daling in pryse vir vanjaar wees. Erno Mavimbela, woordvoerder van die assosiasie, sê vroeë voorspellings is gebaseer op ongeauditeerde middelmandate van die Sentrale Energiefonds.
According to the data, unleaded 93 will decrease around 118 cents per liter and unleaded 95 will decrease by 126 cents per liter. Diesel is said to decrease considerably by around 110 cents per liter, with illuminated paraffin also decreasing by around 104 cents per liter.
Die veroordeelde moordenaar en verkragter Tabu Bester het formeel 'n hofaansoek ingedien waarin hy toegang tot 'n skootrekenaar versoek het om vir sy komende saak voor te berei. Die saak sal na verwagting in Februarie volgende jaar in die Vrystaatse Hooggeregshof aangehoor word. Bester is in April verlede jaar in hegtenis geneem na sy ontsnapping by die Mangaung Korrektiewe Sentrum in Mei 2022. Bester het vanoggend die Hooggeregshof toegespreek.
I am asking for a very minimum in this current situation that I request access to a device, even if it's without, so that I can type and view this press briefings that were made that said that Tabo had to be deported or whatever reasons, so that I can type the key factors that I want to use as evidence to the unlawful deportation application that I have put as the main application.
Nou na KwaZulu-Natal, waar 'n vrou by 'n restaurant in Floridaweg Durban doodgeskiet is, metropolisie en privaat sekuriteitspersoneel is vroeg vanoggend na die toneel ontbied. Hier's Gareth Jemison, woordvoerder van ALS Paramedics.
The alleged suspect was in a critical condition, sustaining multiple gunshot wounds, and was rushed to a hospital where he allegedly passed away a short while later. Two other men sustained multiple gunshot wounds to the upper body and were stabilized on scene before being transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that they required. At this stage, events have to shoot is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
Mense wat in Mpumalanga met HIV leef het in 2022 met 30,000 gestyg. Dis onthul in die jongste nasionale huishoudelike HIV-opname wat in Januarie 2022 tot April 2023 gedoen is. In 2017 het 860,000 mense in die provinsie HIV positief. Professor Kangalani Zuma.
Prevalence of HIV in the province of Mpumalanga is at 17.4%. And this translates to a total of 89,000 people living with HIV. The 30,000 people are a concern.
En ten slotte minstens 274 gevangenes het na hewige oorstromings uit die tronk in Nigerië ontsnap. Hulpagentskappe berig meer as 1000 mense is in die westelike en sentrale dele van Afrika dood. 281 gevangenes het aanvanklik ontsnap, maar 7 is later aangekeer. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The Automobile Association says motorists can possibly expect another decrease in the price of petrol and diesel in October.
Whoop! Wouldn't that be nice? Lovely. Wouldn't it be nice? Sure, but Nigeria getting the floods. Central and Eastern Europe getting hammered. Absolutely hammered with the unseasonable amount of rain.
And then we have those prisoners that escaped, over 270 of them.
Yeah, but listen, you can't blame them. What, shall I stay only in the cell and then drown, or shall I, like, swim to freedom? It's a long swim to freedom. Chanel, how you doing today?
Good, are you, Alex?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to know, you've obviously got a bank account, right?
Yes.
And you didn't ask for anybody's permission to open that bank account, huh?
No.
Nah, you didn't need no man to go and go with you to the bank to hold your hand and vouch for you and sign.
No.
The reason I'm bringing it up is Sweden. Sweden was the first country in Europe to allow women to